I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen, based in Old Town. Rob, good to have you back on the show.
Good to speak to you again.
As ever, let's start off and talk about trading and how you, what you're hearing from both your clients and yourself in terms of how the market is at the moment.
I think it's varied, but there's a few messages that are starting to become fairly common when I'm talking to people. I guess the first one is that we're now starting to see the impact of interest rates biting on people, whether that's they're actually biting today or whether people are starting to worry about when they're going to come out of their fixed mortgage and what they're going to renew at. And I think that's slowing down expenditure. We're seeing house prices starting to fall. And from talking to a number of people, rates of sale are down. And it really is a case that some prices are going down as opposed to just plateauing at this point in time. And I think the other message that I'm getting is more and more people are now, from a business point of view, are saying, if I need to do something, then I'll do it. But if I don't, we have a general election in the next sort of 15 months or whatever the case is. And most people are saying they just want it done sooner rather than later. There's this view or this concept of pretty much the result will be what the result will be. And people are sitting on their hands, which actually could be very damaging if we just have to do that for another 12 months or so.
Yeah. Yeah. Going into a state of inertia would not be good, would it? But I can absolutely see that. And I think it's very difficult to put a counter argument to that at the moment, isn't it? It probably is very prudent to say, just wait and see.
Yeah. And, you know, from a business point of view, that's what people are doing. At the same time, there's certain people that are looking at various tax planning activities and they're saying, well, I probably need to get on and do it while I know what colour the government is and therefore I know what the tax policies are. So you've got that strange mix of, I'm not going to do anything if I don't have to in terms of investment because I want to see what happens there. But equally, if I know the rules are going to be beneficial to me, then I'll do some planning from that point of view now.
Sure. Obviously speculative, but talking to Mark and Gregory of RWK Goodman about what a Labour government, if they got in, might do in respect of employment legislation. And his view was probably not an awful lot because they're going to have bigger fish to fry. Maybe a quick win, which would suit unions, would be to reduce the time for an employment claim from down from 2 years to one. Are there any fiscal changes that you think Labour might quickly enact? Obviously, we'll hear their manifesto, but is there, building on the point you've just made there about we know where we are at the moment, are there any things that might come from a change of government that could dramatically affect a business that you're thinking of?
I guess the reality is we know that the government needs more money and we know that a red-coloured government will be looking to make sure, in their words, everyone pays their fair share, which normally means that people with higher levels of income or higher levels of profit will be paying more tax than perhaps other people. I think there's a number of areas where it's still very beneficial and low late rates of tax, capital gains tax, for example. You know, it's 20%, 10% for most people. If you've got a property, it's 18 or 28%. Actually, that's still very low when you compare potentially the size of those gains to the rates of income tax associated with it. And if you're a business owner, then potentially you're only paying 10% tax on the sale of a business. And I think people have done research and actually identified the fact that most business owners don't go into setting up a business and running a business with an eye on the fact I'm going to pay 10% tax at some point in the future when I sell it. And therefore, the question's been posed many times, you know, does it actually achieve what you're looking to achieve? And probably the answer is no. And so I think if I were a betting man, I wouldn't expect to see major changes to VAT. Income tax, I think they may look at the higher levels, but it'd be at the top end of it. Capital gains tax is a natural one that very easy they could make some quite significant changes to, and it would be hitting people that are making profits.
Yeah, that all makes sense. And in terms of business finance, obviously interest rates are creeping up. I think now again there's a view that they've peaked. Obviously it keeps changing, the ballpark keeps changing all the time. What would be your advice to businesses at the moment that do need finance? Is it worth taking out a long-term fixed rate, or would you say which is probably what we were saying, you know, 3-4 months ago, that actually we expect interest rates to come back down again. Any view on that?
Well, there was an interesting heading news article today that said expectations of interest rates going up again at the same time as long-term loans and mortgage rates are starting to come back down. So I think we're probably reaching the peak of interest rates and you know, perhaps another 0.25% and maybe we'll then sit there for a period of time. Then they will start to come back down. I think in terms of fixing, people talk about, and we've talked about this before, you know, oh, am I going to win or lose as a result of fixing my interest rate? My view is if you fix, you're actually trying to give yourself certainty in your business. And the question is, do you want that certainty and accept that certainty may well come with a cost? Or are you prepared to take your chances? And in 12 months' time, you may get a better opportunity to fix. And I think you've got to see it from that point of view. If it were me, now's perhaps not the time to fix, but who knows? We pays our money and takes our choice.
Rob Beale, Maurice Owen, thank you very much.
Thanks.